T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, the Guestapalooza continues here on the Midday Show with Rick and John from the Kia Studios. We're the home of Atlanta United, the Hawks, and our beloved Atlanta Falcons. And right now, it is time for the 5-Hour Energy Coaches Hotline, brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. And we welcome in Bob Wenzel. Bob Wenzel is our guy. We had him on last week. The information was rock solid. So we're going to do this again. And I just want to tell you, the resume for Bob Wenzel is a long read. He coached in college basketball as an assistant or head coach from 1971 to 1997. That is a long run, Coach. How you doing this morning?
I couldn't be better, man. Life's good.
All right, Coach, you do a lot of stuff with the Big Ten. Michigan State, I had them picked to win the national championship, so my bracket – although I do the 5-Hour Energy Bracket Challenge, my normal bracket is in the trash. What went wrong with the Spartans?
They can't shoot, man. I mean, interestingly enough, they were a team that shot well during the course of the year, but Jim Boeheim's genius was the story in that game. You know, a lot of times you watch a zone, and the way Syracuse plays their zone is not standard issue, right? They really flex around. They scout the other team. And for a major part of the game, the vulnerability is in the middle, right? Everybody says that and they think that. Well, what happened is Syracuse invites you to get the ball to the middle because they have such great shot blockers. Those guys block shots or challenge shots, so you're getting the ball there and nothing good is happening. So they guarded the perimeter very well, and if Cassius Winston would drive and make a few more plays to guys kind of sneaking in behind the zone, they would have been better off. But they did not shoot well. Syracuse outplayed them. Syracuse one-on-one guys played better. I was in shock, just like you. I thought Michigan would go very deep. Michigan State would go very deep. Miles Bridges looked a little reticent to me, and he's had that issue, I think, for different parts of the season this year. And Jaren Jackson did absolutely nothing against the Syracuse big guys. He couldn't find holes. He couldn't play against zone. He's better against man. So it was a shocking game to watch, no doubt about it.
Coach, I want to follow up quickly on Jaren Jackson of Michigan State. And I know you have followed the bouncing ball through the Big Ten, non-con, conference, Big Ten tournament. You've seen it all. And you've seen the highs and lows of Jaren Jackson. I think back to that Minnesota game up there at the Barn in Minneapolis. He did everything. I mean, he was making threes like Ray Allen and blocking shots and dunking, and he just looked amazing. He looked like a reincarnation of Kevin Garnett, and it seems like Izzo has trusted him less and less and less as the season has gone along, because I continue seeing all these other bigs out there and Jackson on the bench. Why is that?
I don't know the interior, if there's something going on there. I think sometimes guys that are in Jackson's position are thinking NBA. He's certainly going to be drafted. He's going to go, I'm sure. Although Bridges surprised everybody last year by not going. I think he has all the skill set, but it's a different stage, man. I mean, it's one thing to be playing within the Big Ten and the games they play. It's another thing you're in the NCAA tournament and all the pressure that goes with that, the pressure of being a team that's highly seeded. You know, it's a young guy. It happens. I mean, it really happens. And I don't know if there's anything within the team that's an issue. But guys have bad games. And, he was a non-factor. And Izzo's a great coach, and he knows what he's doing. So if a guy's having a bad game, sometimes you just play through it, especially if you're not a deep team and you just let the guy go. But if you have other guys that you feel can do a better job, then you insert those players. And they have plenty of depth on the front line. So it was a shocking loss. There's no doubt about that. So the tournament's coming to Atlanta now, right?
Absolutely. We've got a nice set of matchups. I think it'll be Big Blue Country will be here. A lot of them, all the Kentucky fans, will be here. And then we've kind of got the underdogs. Do you think anybody in that part of the bracket can knock off Kentucky and stop them from getting to the Final Four?
Yes. The answer is yes. I don't know if they will. Kentucky's the luckiest team in the league, in the tournament, that's for sure. You know, I mean, they play Davidson and barely get by them, and then they have to play Buffalo, which beat Arizona. So instead of playing Kentucky-Arizona, which would have been a marquee game, they're playing Buffalo, and they win that game. And now they got Kansas State. Now, Kansas State is a very solid team. Big 12, you know, they did very well in that league. They went to Allen Fieldhouse, almost beat Kansas they lost by two, I think, in that game, came right down to the end. So, you know, that's their next game. But they got the crowd, as you mentioned, in front of them. Now my two favorite teams in the tournament, I don't know if I talked to you guys about this last week, are Loyola and Nevada. And Loyola, I do a lot of Mountain West and Missouri Valley for CBS Sports Network. So I'm watching these games, and now they're playing one another in Atlanta. And my first thought is, man, that is a bummer. You know, I like both of them. I like these kids. But then the good part is one of them's going to win and go to the Elite Eight. So, you know, Kentucky clearly is the team in your city that has the advantage. But you never say never, right? We've seen a lot of crazy things already.
No doubt about it, man. Bob Wenzel, Coach Bob Wenzel, joining us here on the 5-Hour Energy Coaches Hotline, brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. It's the Midday Party with Rick and John on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And going back to that, to the Michigan win over Houston, I was in love with that game from the moment the brackets came out, this gritty, hard-nosed Houston team with the stud and Rob Gray and all the good stuff that Michigan has going on. And we see the game winner by pool. A lot of people think Michigan can win it all. But, Bob, I want to set you up like this. Is John Beilein the best coach in college basketball?
I don't know if he's the best coach, but he's in the top few, that's for sure. I mean, as far as X's and O's go and execution and coolness under pressure, I mean, he's at the top of the list in a lot of those areas. What they traditionally have been is a very good offensive team, not only in the half-court set, but in pushing the ball and taking quality shots, very rarely turn the ball over. They do passing drills. I go to their practices. They do passing drills every day. And they are a fun team to watch. The thing that separates this team is that their defense has been very, very solid. Some of the substitute guys who come in, a guy like John Teske comes in and clogs up the middle. Poole, who made the shot, is not a likely guy to make that shot. You know, I mean, he's a good driver of the ball, but he doesn't make many threes. But he's got a winner's attitude, right? So they're a very interesting team, and I think Beilein he's never been an assistant coach. He's always been a head coach his whole life. So he's used to running things. He's cool under pressure, and now they got a Texas A&M team that is very big. I mean, the two big Davis and Williams inside are very, very tough players, and defensively, Michigan is going to have to come up with something to counteract the effectiveness of especially Davis.
Bob, one of the fascinating games that happened late Saturday night, I'm not sure how many people were tuned in at that time, was Gonzaga and Ohio State. Buckeyes make a nice comeback. They take a lead, and then Gonzaga hits a couple of shots. Norvell, who's had a really nice tournament, makes a shot there. Do you think the Zags are a team that can cut down the nets and finish what they tried to accomplish a year ago?
I don't think they're as good and talented as they were last year. But that doesn't mean they won't do what you said just now. It's a different year. Sometimes a team is more talented and they go out for some reason. Gonzaga, at the beginning of this tournament, I thought had a great shot to go all the way to get to the Final Four. I didn't think about them in the finals, but just to get to the Final Four. They haven't played great. I mean, UNCG, they sort of stumbled around there a little bit. Ohio State was a team that I think had a higher seed than I think that they really deserve from the standpoint of talent. They had a great year. Chris Holtman, the former Butler coach, is there. He did a wonderful, wonderful job. And Kata Bates Diop was really, really a terrific player. But they didn't have a lot. So I think they haven't been tested as much. And now they benefit from, you know, FSU, Florida State, beat Xavier, so the number one seed. So I think they'll have an easier time with Florida State than they would have had with Xavier. So they're benefiting from some upsets here, too. Tilly's great. Norvell has made the shot to win a game the other day, and he had 28 in the second game. They have solid guards. So I think they have a good shot at it.
Yeah, me too. Gonzaga, fun team to watch, too. Athletic and shot-making. We've got Coach Bob Wenzel on the WadeFor.com hotline. This is the 5-Hour Energy Coaches Hotline, brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. So, to me, a really potentially thrilling game, and I just think it's going to be juicy, is the late game on Friday night, Texas Tech and Purdue. Texas Tech comes at you in waves. They've got a star guard in Keenan Evans. And you know, we've talked a lot about Purdue and Isaac Haas, and you've got the great point guard in Carson Edwards. But, Coach, in terms of this matchup in Haas, what I saw a headline earlier, Purdue engineers are trying to work on some kind of a brace or some kind of equipment where Isaac Haas, with that broken right elbow, might be able to play in this game. Does that seem likely or realistic to you?
I don't think it's realistic. That was reported, and he didn't play. People said he wants to play. Having him out is a game changer for Purdue. Look, I mean, the guy is 7'1", 290. He is like just muscles on muscles. Now, he has a backup, a kid from the Netherlands named Harms, who's 7'1" also, but thin, but quick, you know, a very versatile player. The two of them combined made them really, really tough on the interior, and they have, as you know, experienced players on the perimeter, you know, in shooting and defensively. So without Haas, I'm not sure what's going to happen in this game. If he plays, the question is, will he be effective at all? You know, with an injury like that, I mean, that's, you know, he's an offensive player. They go to him. So they force teams to double team, then they throw it back out and shoot threes. That's kind of the way they play. Without him, you don't have to guard Harms on a double team very much. So now the perimeter defenders can guard the perimeter much more tightly because they're not coming in to double team on Haas. So I think it changes the game a lot. And you mentioned Evans. He's a pro. And I think that people in the Big 12, some people felt he should have beaten out Devontae Graham of Kansas for the player of the year. So he's the real deal there. So what Purdue does defensively on him, I think, is really going to matter the most in the game. Whether they put small guys on him and get right up in him and force him to, you know, try to go one-on-one too much and take bad shots, or they switch Vincent Edwards on him, who's a 6'7" lengthy guy. He could defend out there on the perimeter as well. So it'll be interesting to see how Matt Painter does with his defensive emphasis on Evans.
Bob, we were having a debate around the station after Virginia lost. Was this the biggest upset in the history of sports? We all kind of agreed that Miracle on Ice was a bigger upset. In terms of college basketball, was that the biggest upset in the history of college hoops?
Well, certainly from a metric standpoint, it's the biggest in the NCAA tournament. Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, a 16 has never beaten a 1, and it wasn't a buzzer beater, right? I mean, they beat them by 20. So that was a shock. And I think you could probably argue about a lot of different, you know, I have had the experience of doing, I did the Bucknell-Kansas game when Bucknell beat Kansas in the NCAA tournament. At the time, I thought that was the biggest one I had seen. But this one is, it's right up there. And it's an interesting thing for Virginia because they've had such a great run the last 3 years. Bennett's a great coach. His style's a little different. So he's going to get a lot of criticism about, you know, can they play from behind? And, you know, when you're a team that's plays in the 60s, and if you're a team that doesn't fast break much and you rely on the execution in the half court, when you get behind by 6, it's like being behind by 16, right? So, you know, I'm sure he's going to examine that situation and see what he can do with that. But that game was an outlier game. Nobody saw it coming. And I think Virginia players were shocked. And, you know, the coach of UMBC is a coach's son, as you probably know, and probably gotten into that a little bit, Dave Odom's son. So it was spectacular. There's no doubt about that.
I mean, it was crazy, man. Coach, we really appreciate the time. We appreciate the information. Coach Bob Wenzel, former Jacksonville and Rutgers head coach. You can see him on Big Ten Network. We really appreciate it, Coach.
Take care. Have a good day, guys.
Yes, sir.
Thanks a lot. That's Bob Wenzel. Thanks for him to check it in on the 5-Hour Energy Coaches Hotline. If you're low on energy and still have more college hoops to watch, 5-Hour Energy is a slam dunk. Grab a 5-Hour Energy and get back to 100%.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.